It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Demonstrations in downtown Denver stayed peaceful last night, but one tense moment unfolded after a police SUV blocked part of a street near the state capitol. Here's photojournalist Glenn Payne.
I was a little worried at first because I saw the two officers in the car, and the crowd did seem a little tense towards the beginning, and then they had started kneeling and chanting in front of the police car. And I heard from the microphone from the other squad car telling people to back up, but they stayed. And slowly, I think one person started laying down, and then everyone started laying.
That's photojournalist Glenn Payne. He says before the peaceful protesters stood up and marched away, someone placed a bouquet of flowers on the hood of the squad car. Backers of a proposed initiative to ban some abortions in Colorado have collected enough signatures to make the November ballot. The proposal would make abortion illegal when a fetus is at 22 weeks of gestation or later. The measure would allow abortions after that only if a woman's life is in danger. State lawmakers are close to making a major change for workers across the state. CPR's Andrew Kenny says the policy is inspired by the pandemic.
Democrats are putting their weight behind a new bill that would require all companies to offer paid sick leave. Employees could eventually accrue at least 6 days off. Here's one of the sponsors, State Senator Jeff Bridges.
It's good for you. It's good for your family. It's also really good for your coworkers because now you're not getting them sick. It's also really good for your customers because you're not getting them sick.
Some Republicans complain the bill is government overreach that would slow businesses' recovery from the pandemic. The measure faces one more Senate vote today before it heads to the House. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
There is rain for the Front Range and snow in the mountains this morning, but the weather should be turning sunny today and for the rest of the week. This is CPR News.